Amen. Thank you, Barry and Sarah. That was beautiful. Appreciate that. And all the special music tonight has been a blessing. Bethany's special, Michaela's offertory. Beautiful, beautiful. I love the orchestra playing. How many were there? 11, I think I count. 11 or 12? And 12. Praise the Lord. That's a blessing, and I appreciate that. And it's just a short time, but it just adds to the service. I really enjoyed it. It gives you also an opportunity to serve. And that's great, just great. And what a blessing that is. Thank you for playing. That is good. Nehemiah chapter 4. Nehemiah 4 and verse 18. I was talking about the silver trumpets this morning. And we're going to keep talking about the trumpets. We're going to talk about he that sounded the trumpet, Nehemiah 4 and verse 18. Of course, we know the story. I went through this several years ago. Went through the book of Nehemiah. And really haven't gone back to it since then, but going back tonight. And, of course, the wall is being built, and the enemy is threatening attack. And certainly they had the ability to attack. And as they built, they had to have the tools of work, plus they had to have the weapons of war. And we talked about that. And the Bible says in verse 18, the builders, everyone, had his sword girded by his side, and so builded. And he that sounded the trumpet was by me. And very, very important that that trumpeter be beside Nehemiah, Nehemiah being the leader, Nehemiah being the commander, Nehemiah being in charge, Nehemiah knowing the plan that he wanted to institute, knowing what needed to take place, knowing what sort of strategy they would use in if there were to be a battle, then the trumpeter would have to be beside Nehemiah in order to make sure that that plan is carried out, in order to make sure that the directions are given clearly, and that the trumpeter then play the right sound so that the people knew which way to go, what to do, and how to do it. And so, very, very clearly it says, he that sounded the trumpet was by me. Verse 20, it says, in what place therefore ye hear the sound of the trumpet, resort ye thither unto us, our God shall fight for us. And so that trumpeter, he that sounded the trumpet, he needed to be by the leader. And then he needed to play the right sound. And that's what I want to talk to you about tonight. And that is that sound that comes from that trumpet, he that sounded the trumpet. Father, I pray that you will bless the preaching tonight, that you'll speak to our hearts. We thank you for the Word of God. We thank you that, God, you've given us direction. You've given us guidance. You've not left us out here with no direction. You've not left us not knowing what to do. But, God, you've given us your Word. And help us as faithful priests to sound the Word of God as the trumpeter sounded the trumpet. And, God, help us to stay close to our Commander-in-Chief so that we know what to sound and what to say and how to say it. Please bless now. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. The builders, everyone, had his sword girded by his side, and so builded, and he that sounded the trumpet was by me. This morning, we talked about the silver trumpets and how God gave the trumpets for guidance. God gave the trumpets to guide the people and tell them when to arise, when to abide, when to do whatever they needed to do. They were to sound the alarm. They were to assemble for direction. Everything that they did was determined by that sound of that trumpet. It would get a large crowd to know exactly what to do. Again, they didn't have radios. They didn't have walkie-talkies. They didn't have the internet back then. They just had to let the people know. God's always wanted to let people know what they're supposed to do. God never wants us to scratch our head and say, well, I just don't know what I'm supposed to do. God has given us His Word, as we talked this morning. Kind of like the trumpets, God's given us His Word to guide us. God's given His Word to direct us. And as the children of Israel went through the wilderness, and the sound of the trumpet would direct them into different areas and direct them on when to go and all of that, as the cloud by day and the fire by night would direct them as to where to go, the trumpet would tell them when to go, and often it would tell them what to do if an alarm was being sounded or an attack was being sounded. And so God made sure that His people had direction in their lives. God makes sure that we have direction by giving us His Word. And just like God gave them the cloud by day and the fire by night, well, God tells us where we need to be. God tells us, just like He gave them the trumpet so that they knew when to do what they needed to do and what to do when they needed to do it, God also gives us His Word so that we know those things as well. We're not left alone out here. We're not let you say, well, I'm going through a tough time. I don't know what to do. Hey, look to the Word of God and He'll tell you, He'll show you what to do. But there's another part to that that I think is also very important, and that is the one that sounds the trumpet was by the leader. Now, the one that sounded the trumpet was making a very, very important, they were doing a very important thing, that is, they're sounding the trumpet. And whatever they sound and whatever they do and however they play that trumpet was crucial. And especially in Nehemiah's time, as you consider how large the wall was, and sometimes he would have to send one whole group of people over to a whole other side of the wall, that was done by the trumpet. And so that trumpeter would have to stay right by Nehemiah's side. He would have to stay right there all the time because Nehemiah would have to give direction by that trumpet. And Nehemiah would have to pass that word on to that trumpeter. Now this morning we learned that we are priests and so we can blow a trumpet. We are priests and so we can tell people the Word of God. We are priests as a saved person, as a Christian today. You are a priest. We are a royal priesthood. And it is our responsibility to blow the trumpet. It is our responsibility to take the Word of God all over our area, all over wherever we are. And it is our responsibility to tell people the precious Word of God. As a trumpeter would blow the trumpet, it is our responsibility to give people direction and guidance with the Word of God. But the key thing I want you to see here is this. If we're not by the commander-in-chief, if we're not beside him at all times, if we're not listening for his direction, then not only would we go astray, but how many others would go astray? He that sounded the trumpet. He that sounded the trumpet. You see, that's us. By the way, Sunday school teacher, that's you. Christian school teacher, that's you. Moms and dads, that's you. Grandparents, that's you. Any of us who have any kind of influence at all that have an opportunity to teach people the precious Word of God and guide them along the way, wouldn't it make sense that we have the Commander-in-Chief beside us so that when we sound the trumpet to them, we're sounding the truth and sounding what they need? Hey, I don't know the will of God for somebody's life, but He does. As a pastor, when people come into counsel with me, I say, God, please help me to say what will help them. Help me to direct them the way they need to go. Some things I know that are automatic because God says so in His Word. Some things are very, very clear. But there are many things that I say, God, help me blow the trumpet right. And God, make me stay by You. Make me stay by You. How crucial it is that a leader sounds the trumpet. The one who's sounding the trumpet is beside the king. How crucial it is that we be beside the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. It is His will. Isn't it His will that we want our young people to do? Then it seems like we would want to abide in Christ. It seems like we would want to be so close to Christ that every direction He gives us so we can tell them, so that we can blow the trumpet right. It seems like that would be our desire. The first point tonight, as I think about this, is it is a crucial sound. It is a crucial sound. Again, he that sounded the trumpet will tell us what of this sound. It's a crucial sound. That's why it's so crucial. That's why we need to be beside the commander-in-chief. That's why we need to let him direct us. That's why we need the Holy Spirit of God to direct our trumpeting. That's why, Brother Nixon, as you go before the people at Reformers Unanimous, you need to have the Holy Spirit of God beside you. That's why, Sunday school teacher, you ought not ever go into the classroom all alone without God's guidance, because you don't know what kind of sound to blow. You don't know what you need to say unless He's beside you. Nehemiah said, hey, the one, he that sounded the trumpet, I made sure he was right here. God says, I want you to be right by me so I can give direction, so that you are guiding people the right way. Try to imagine how crucial this sound was. In the wilderness, God led, of course, by the cloud by day and the fire by night. And that told the people where to go. Otherwise, they're in a wilderness. Imagine if God takes away that cloud. Imagine if God takes away that fire. They have no idea. They're lost in a wilderness. But God kept the cloud. God kept the fire. And God led them. But imagine if there was no trumpet sounding telling them when to go. Imagine if there was no trumpet sounding telling them what to do. But our God is not like that. It is a crucial sound that God gives us through His Word, because our God is telling us, hey, you're out here in a wilderness. You're out here among wolves and thieves. You're out here among lost people. You're out here among Satan and his demons. God says, I've given you my word so that you can know when to move, so you can know what to do, so you can know where to go. And all of that based on the precious will of God. It's a crucial sound. In the book of Numbers we talked about this morning, it was a sound that would assemble the people. It was a sound that would alarm the people. It was a sound that would tell the people when to abide. It would tell them when to arise. It was a sound that would tell them when to attack. It was a sound that would tell them when to anoint the king. It was a sound that would announce the holidays, the jubilees. It was a crucial sound. It was a sound that had to be heard. And I believe the people listened for that sound. You know, I really believe this. I believe there are people in our church that come to church and are listening for the sound. I mean, they really want to know what it is they're supposed to do. They really want to know how it is they're supposed to do it. They really want to know when it is they're supposed to do it and where it is that it's supposed to be done. There are lots of people that come, and like the children of Israel out in the wilderness, we have people that come and their ears are open because they're listening and they just want to hear the sound. It's crucial to them. It was crucial to me as a young man getting saved, trusting Christ as my Savior. It was crucial that I heard the gospel. It was crucial that I hear how to surrender my life to God. It's a crucial sound. It is not something to be taken lightly. It is crucial. The Bible says here in verse 20, in what place therefore ye hear the sound of the trumpet, resort ye thither unto us, our God shall fight for us. And again, that was the will of God to do it that way. But that trumpeter, he needed to be right beside Nehemiah so he knew when to blow the trumpet. I want to ask you a question, moms and dads. When is the last time you prayed for your children? And prayed that God would help you to guide them. I'm telling you, if He's not beside you, you're in lots of trouble with your trumpeting. You know what you're going to do? You're going to blow the alarm when they need to know to arise. You're going to blow the anoint the king sound when they need to know that there's the enemy surrounding the camp. And if the God Almighty, who is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, if you're not beside Him and you're not abiding in Him and you're not walking with Him, how would you know what sound to blow? What do you think about the trumpeter here in Nehemiah? Do you suppose he just blew whenever he wanted to? Suppose he just blew whatever he wanted to? Of course not. He listened to the commander. He listened to the leader. It's a crucial sound. It's a crucial. What we do with the Word of God is absolutely crucial. There's nothing more important. Absolutely nothing more important. Basketball stats, not important compared to this. Hobbies, not important compared to the precious Word of God. I'm telling you, as far as life goes, and as far as what to do, when to do it, where to do it, how to do it, this book right here, it's crucial. It is a crucial sound that our people need to hear. It's a crucial sound that the shepherds need to hear. Do not ever think that is just something we do. Amen. Hey, this is an entertainment time. This is our church, and we have trumpeters trumpeting the Word of God. And I'm going to tell you, if you go before the shepherds and you don't have God as the guider of what you play and what you say and what you preach to them, then don't do it. Because they have needs as well as anybody else. They need the Word of God. They need guidance. They need direction. They need to hear it from a man of God filled with the Holy Spirit of God, trumpeting the Word of God. That's what they need. That's what everybody needs. That's what, hey, you say, well, I teach Sunday school, but I don't use much of the Bible. Then get out of the Sunday school teaching business. Why? Because it's a crucial sound they need to hear. It's no different than the children of Israel in the middle of the wilderness looking around, what do we do next? And they're listening for that sound. And people come here wanting to find out what it is we're supposed to do next. It's a crucial sound. It's a crucial sound. You know, we have a leader. His name is God. And He's not confused. He is not the author of confusion. You know when it gets confusing is when we start playing our own trumpet. It's too crucial of a sound for any individual to have their own agenda. It's too crucial of a sound when God says, I want you to sound the anoint the king sound and we sound the announce the jubilee sound. It's too crucial. That's confusion. It's too crucial. God is not the author of confusion. I'm talking about crucial. Number one, it's a crucial sound. Number two, it is the correct sound. And we need to have the correct sound. Each of these sounds, to assemble the people, to alarm the people, to anoint the king, to announce a jubilee, to attack, to abide, to arise, everything had to have a correct sound to it. All of it. There had to be the correct sound. It had to come from, somebody had to decide, this is the sound. If it's charge, da 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 da, that's going to be the sound. There's a correct sound. You know, the correct sound, God said, play it with a trumpet. He didn't say, now I'm sure you could play da 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 with a flute. You could play da 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 with an oboe. You could play it with a saxophone. You could play it with bells. You could play it with a guitar. But the correct sound, God said, was a trumpet. And they had to play the trumpet. So Nehemiah has a trumpeter here, but over here is a flute player. Okay? Flute player, stay back. God said, I want to hear the trumpet. There's a correct sound. Now I say all that to say this. Pilate asks the question, what is truth? Do we have the truth or not? Okay, if we have the truth, then, and by the way, the Bible says, thy word is truth. We have a King James Bible, it is true. Okay, now do we have it or don't we have it? Do we have every word or don't we have every word? Okay, we have to decide that. Parents, you have to decide that. A Christian, you've got to decide. Do we have the truth or not? Okay, then that's the correct sound. Then if that's the correct sound, then anything that is not that sound, it's not correct. Amen. Okay? If it's not a trumpet sound, then it's not correct. If you are wanting to charge and you play Jubilee, then it's not correct. It has to be correct. The correct sound is important, as is the fact that it is a crucial sound. We have to have that. A correct sound. Somebody says, well, I believe all religions are right. It's not possible because they're not all the same. Can't be. It's impossible. It cannot be. Okay, somebody said, we just need to get along with all religions. Can't get along with all religions. Why? Because all religions aren't right, because there's only one that's right, and that's the right one. Now, either you have it or you don't. Either we have the Bible or we don't have the Bible. Don't mess around with bringing in whatever Bible you want to bring in that backs up whatever you happen to believe. We need the correct sound. They're not the same. All the sounds aren't the same. The flute doesn't sound like the trumpet. Guitar doesn't sound like a trumpet. Violin doesn't sound like a trumpet. Even a trombone doesn't sound like a trumpet. They're close. Tuba doesn't sound like a trumpet. I'm waiting to see Mrs. Nixon play a tuba. I think that'd be exciting. Huh? But I'm just saying, the piano doesn't sound like a trumpet. Okay, there's a sound. It is the correct sound. The people are not listening for an oboe. But they might hear an oboe and go that way. The people don't need the oboe. They need the trumpet. The trumpet is by the leader. And the leader is telling them, play this. I'm telling you, we have the perfect, infallible, inspired Word of God. We have nothing to worry about as long as we stick to this book. Okay? Not feelings. Not, well, I don't necessarily like this. Not, there are many roads and everything. Hey, look, it can't be works and grace. The two don't go together. All right? It's works or grace. You either are saved by your own works or you are saved by God's grace, period. Okay, now the Bible says, for by grace are you saved through faith. So you decide now. That's the trumpet sound. That is the correct sound. For by grace are you saved through faith. That's the correct sound. Don't get a violin playing over here, works, 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 because that ain't going to work, because it's not correct. As much as I like violins, and I do, I think it's beautiful, but I want the correct sound, and the correct sound is one sound, and God said, in this case, it's a trumpet. And God says, as far as His Word is concerned, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And if we don't have every word, then we don't have the correct sound. Now, either we do have every word, or we are really in trouble in the wilderness, and we're going to listen to oboes and violins and pianos and bells and timpanis and everything else and not know which way to go and just run around in circles like so many people are today. Or we're going to say, wow, I hear it. It's the old King James Bible, and it's the correct sound. Amen. I mean, either we're when we die, we go to heaven, or we're going to come back as cows. You say, well, I think you ought to show a little leeway. There is no leeway. People are going to hell because of people showing a little leeway. It's either right or it's not right. Amen? Yes, we do have the truth. Okay? We have the truth. And so we need to have and give out that correct sound. And we need to quit messing around with it. We need to quit being weenies about it. And we need to let people know this is the Word of God. Amen. Somebody the other day called you, hey, you guys still use the King James Bible? You know, and you never know what they're thinking. But I don't care what they're thinking. That's the difference. We do use the King James Bible. There isn't anything else. That is what we use. That's it. Because it's the correct sound. Amen. So understand, it's a crucial sound, the Word of God. It's the correct sound, the Word of God. And you better decide. You better decide what you believe. And you better decide whether it is the correct sound or not. So it's a crucial sound. It's the correct sound. Again, if we're going to move millions of people across the wilderness, we're going to have something to do it. If God is going to guide each and every one of us, all with different gifts, all with different destinations, all with different goals, all with different abilities, all with a different will of God for our lives, He's going to have to do it in a miraculous way, isn't He? Sure He is. And whoever is going to play the trumpet had better be real close to God. Moms and dads, you better be real close to God. Amen. You know what does a lot of damage? It does a lot of damage when a parent pretends they're close to God and the trumpeting is not in accordance with the Word of God. And the kids figure that out. And it doesn't take long for kids to figure that out. But I'll get to that in a minute. It's a crucial sound. It's a correct sound. Number three, it's a certain sound. It is a certain sound. Now again, if it's correct, you ought to be certain about it. It's interesting. 1 Corinthians 14:8. Let me read this real quick. It's just a little verse. 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and verse 8. It says, "For if the trumpet give an uncertain sound, who shall prepare himself to the battle?" Better be a certain sound, amen? Or we're not going to know whether to go to battle or go anoint the king. Huh? Certain sound. Are you sure is the question there. Are you sure that it ought to be a certain sound? What's that mean? That means whoever's playing the trumpet, Nehemiah, whoever it is that you get, make sure they know the notes and they play them loud. It's got to be certain. Not, well, I'm not real sure about this, but I think maybe, you know. Da, 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 da. Where you're not sure? I'll be honest with you, I wouldn't want to charge if somebody played that. I'd want to retreat. Huh? Certain sound. Blast loudly. No hesitancy. Amen. See, that's why when I'm right. Amen. You say, I don't care what you think. I'm right. This book is the inspired, infallible, perfect Word of God. I'm right. Well, you say, there's a lot of people disagree. Don't care. It doesn't matter to me whether they disagree or not. I know for certain that that's what this book is. I know that. I know that salvation is by grace through faith. I'm certain of that. And so I proclaim it loudly, not apologizing for it. Not, well, I'm sorry to tell you this and I really feel bad, but you're a sinner. Better yet, we've all done something wrong at one time or another. One time or another, always, constantly, over and over. Amen. But see, that's not politically correct, but I've got a certain sound that I've got to sound. Amen. And you Sunday school teachers, you have a certain sound that you've got to sound. Amen. And you leaders, you guys that preach in the prison, you have a certain sound, you better sound. Don't be a weenie with these people. Don't wimp out and say, you know, well there's a lot of blacks there. I better not preach about certain things. Hey, you preach the whole counsel of God. Don't worry about what people may think. Don't worry about what the politics might say. Don't worry about that kind of stuff. I mean, folks, it's a certain sound. It's a right sound. It is, there should be no hesitancy at all. It is crucial that people know. And listen to me. Untruth is real loud today. Untruth is real loud. Abortion is real loud today. The liberals are real loud. The homosexuals are real loud. The communists are real loud. The charismatics are real loud. The carnal Christian is real loud today. They're making us look bad. It's like we're scared to death to say anything. Well, I'm not. And you better not be either. Forgot to bring my asthma spray. See, I'm an independent, fundamental, Bible-believing Baptist preacher, and I'm not ashamed of that. I'm not ashamed of it. Are there some independent, fundamental, Bible-believing Baptists that are wacky? I'm sure there are, but that's not my business. That is not any of my business. What's my business is what am I, and I'm certain about what I am. And when I get up behind this pulpit, I'm certain about what I'm preaching. This is the truth. Amen. I'm amazed how... Would you be shy if the place was on fire and you saw it first? Fire. Fire. Can you imagine Paul Revere yelling out this way? The British are coming. I don't want to wake anyone up, but the British are coming. The British, they're coming. It's kind of like a flute, you know. British. Now you look. Hey, listen to me. If the armies are surrounding the camp, you're going to blow that trumpet. Nehemiah is going to say, "Hey, buddy, blow loud! Alarm! Alarm! Alarm!" And he's going to blow that thing loud. He's not going to... like he's apologizing for interrupting whatever they were doing. They're about to have their gizzards cut out. Humans really don't have gizzards, and I do know that, but I wish I had some gizzards. It's been such a long time. You say, preacher, you know, the reason I'm not so loud about it is some parts are offensive. It's always been offensive. Men love darkness rather than light because their deeds are evil. When you start preaching light and man is in darkness, that's bright. It's always going to be like that. That's preaching. It's always been like that. Amen. It really has. Popularity. Listen, we're not trying to be popular. It's not supposed to be popular. Amen. I'm liking this. I really am. I'm feeling kind of bad. I'm on the back page. Yeah, I'm disappointed. Here's the thing. Thus saith the Lord. That's what it all boils down to. God still says, thus saith the Lord. And God doesn't necessarily answer the way we want. Remember, he's supposed to be directing us. We're in a wilderness. We don't know what we're doing. Be honest. You don't know what you're doing. We don't. Be honest.
Well, you say, I'm a reputable...
You're a sinner saved by God's grace. And you don't have a clue what tomorrow brings. You don't have any idea what's going to come on tomorrow. So if God wants to prepare you for tomorrow, God wants to prepare you for next week, and he wants to take you down into this valley, and maybe you're going to get a little muddy in the valley, and you're going to have some trial in the valley, but it's going to prepare you for later on for a deeper valley. Hey, let him lead you then. Let God lead you. Let God be the one to sound that certain sound. Don't get mad at the preacher. Don't get mad at the trumpeter. Understand there's a God in heaven that has something for you. Micaiah said, as the Lord liveth, what the Lord saith unto me, that will I speak. Nothing's going to change that. Amen. Do you know our religion, our belief is not a what, but it's a way. There is a way, and that way is a way that our God knows the way through the wilderness. All I have to do is follow, and he says, I've got a trumpeter by me, and I'm going to let that trumpeter play, and they're going to guide you, they're going to direct you with my precious word. That's why you young people, it amazes me, you counsel with young people who don't have a clue. Seriously, the Bible talks about the leaders leading people into a ditch while they themselves fall in the same ditch. And I watch teenagers. Well, I would go see the pastor, but I've got a group of friends that I talk to. They don't have a clue either. They don't have any idea either.
I know something. I'm 16.
16. You don't know anything yet. Do you understand what I'm saying? You don't have a clue. Okay, you got 2 + 2 figured out most of the time. All right, you understand that Columbus sailed the ocean blue in 1492. You've got that figured out. Good, great. You've dissected a worm. Hallelujah. Great. You can identify the parts of a flower. I'm so happy for you. But you don't have a clue. But that's not even the most important thing. Not only do you not have a clue, you aren't the one that's supposed to blow the trumpet. Amen. I'm amazed how many people will walk away from a mom and dad and go find some punk or punkette to try to lead them. They'll walk away from a pastor, walk away from a youth director, walk away from a Sunday school teacher and let some carnal it try to help him with life's problems. You need the trumpeter, and you need that trumpeter to be right there next to the King of Kings. So they can take that trumpet and they can tell you which way to go and help you with those decisions. Amen. It's a certain sound. You say, preacher, you sound pretty sure about this. I am real sure. Uh-huh. The Bible, hey, you know, the Bible's not, it's not like Mother Goose stories. It demands certainty because it deals with life. It deals with life. It's a crucial sound. Crucial sound. It's the correct sound. It's a certain sound. And then number 4, It needs to be a consistent sound. And by the way, in those days, it was a consistent sound. That trumpeter, it had to be a consistent sound. It had to sound the same each time. What if you change charge up every week and don't tell anybody? Amen. What if assembly sound was changed every week and nobody was told? What if the sound for anointing the king became the sound for arise? People wouldn't have a clue, would they? And so we need a consistent sound. It needs to be the same each time. Amen. Boy, this is good, isn't it? Some of you are just on the edge of your seat, just waiting to see what I'm going to say next. Yeah, he's going to hang himself. No, he's not, because he's certain. Amen. Consistent. Same every time. Nehemiah would say to the trumpeter, we need to alarm the people to go to the west wall. And so they would play the west wall alarm. Boom, everybody went. Next time he said, okay, we need to get the people to arise and move forward. And so he'd play that and they'd arise and move forward. And it had to be consistent or people would have no clue what to do. Same every time. You know, our church, our ministry needs to be the same every time. Child goes into the little one-year-old class, it ought to be the same as coming into the auditorium. Same teaching, same Bible, same truth. Amen? It ought to be the same. They go into 2 and 3-year-olds. I mean, obviously it's warped down just a little bit. But it ought to be the same doctrine, same truth. Everything should be the same. Everything. Go into another Sunday school class, ought to be the same thing. No young person should go into any Sunday school class and it be different than what comes from behind this pulpit. Ever. Never should take place. Ever. Why? Because that's confusing to the children. That's confusing to the adults. It's confusing to anybody. It ought to all be the same. I mean, when they go to a 2 and 3-year-old, the sound for charge ought to be the same sound for charge as it is in the teen department. Ought to be the same sound for charge as it is in the shepherd's department. Ought to be the same sound for charge as comes from right here behind this pulpit. It's consistency. Amen. When they go to vacation Bible school, no difference. Same sound of charge, same sound to anoint the king, same sound to arise, same sound to abide. Everything's the same. It's just done in a different way, but all the trumpeting is the same. Amen. If they're counseling with you, Sunday school teacher, it ought to be the same as you should be asking, I wonder what pastor would say. And if you don't know, then the best thing in the world you could do is say, go see the pastor. A deacon, let me just remind you of something. That's a great idea for you too. If you don't know, say go see the pastor. Hey, anybody, honestly, if you're a leader, say, hey, go. Hey, I'm not going to try to say what the pastor would say. Now, by the way, I've been here 8 years now. You probably ought to know. You ought to have some general idea of what the pastor would say. I'm smiling. You say, is there a problem? Not necessarily. I'm trying to prevent problems. I'm trying to get, hey, you know what? We have a lot of young people. It bothers me when young people don't turn around and serve God. Amen. It really bothers me, and I wonder what happened. And I think right here is one of the points it's a problem. By the way, Sunday school, in Sunday, everything ought to be the same. You know what? Sunday school, no prize should ever negate anything that's behind this pulpit. Never. You say, well, I just buy prizes, give them to the kids. Okay, look at them. Okay, when we buy prizes for Vacation Bible School, we work real hard to buy prizes. We don't buy just anything. Are you listening to me? We usually have a theme. Last year, Dr. Christopher T. Mass called and said, here's what I need, Christmas things. Okay, now do you know how many Christmas things that we could have bought that would be inconsistent with what I preach? Huh? Do you know how many we could have got deals on? We did get good deals on some Easter things for Christmas. Well, then you rewrite the script. I mean, it's not that hard. When you're the writer of the script, you can do about anything you want, to be honest with you. But I mean, hey, listen to me. We could have got some great deals in June for Christmas items. Oh, did we have some good deals. I'm talking about some little toys that would have been the greatest thing in the world. But it even, if it even came close, even that close to going against what's preached behind this pulpit, we didn't get it. I'm talking about if all the stickers were perfect on a sheet of stickers, we didn't buy those stickers if there was one fat guy. Just one. You say, preacher, come on, you could... No. It's important to me. You say, well, I don't happen to agree. Then quit teaching Sunday school here. Because here's the guy that's accountable for it. And I want the trumpet to sound the same all through the whole ministry. Amen. Do you understand? If there is a rock guitar on a pencil, we don't get it. If it says rock anything, we don't get it. If it's a sticker and it has that. By the way, if it has a half-naked little girl on it, we don't get it either. Ever! Never! Do you know how many sheets of stickers we've looked at to try to decide, can we get them these stickers? And there was one bad picture. And guess what? There went that deal. That's why we had to get Easter for Christmas. Man, I just don't agree. Okay, well, you don't have to agree. Just don't be trumpeting to any of our kids. Amen. I'm going to tell you what it does. It confuses them. It is confusing when the pastor says one thing and the Sunday school teacher is putting things in their hands that is totally opposed to what the pastor said. And if it doesn't confuse them, it makes them say, ha, 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 ha. They don't have a clue. I want you to have a clue, folks. You ought to work every bit as hard on getting your prizes, whether it's a bus prize, whatever it is, shepherd's gifts. One year I was here, and it's been long enough ago I can say this now, but one year I was here and it was a Christmas, and don't get mad at me and don't get hurt and get your feeling. Okay, listen to me, just think. But one of our shepherds got from our church a country and western CD. And he looked up at me and said, look what I got! And I just said, I said, Lord, I'm sorry. I don't know how that got through. You said, I don't happen to... Okay, but you don't have to agree with what you do, but you have to agree with what you do for this church. You better. Amen. Because it's inconsistent. So that shepherd... And by the way, you get this idea... Well, they don't know. They do know. And that was probably 20 years ago. By the way, we talk about this all the time in our Christian school. Home, church, school. A threefold cord is not quickly broken. That's Bible. I'm going to tell you some honestly. You say, well, I got my kids into Christian school. I got my kids in this church. And that ought to do it. No. Because you can undo everything we do in your home. You really can. I'm telling you, the home, the sound for charge needs to be the same as the school and the church. The sound for anoint the king needs to be the same in the home, the church, and the school. If the church and the school are sounding one sound for assemble the crowd, and the home is sounding a different sound for assembling, then we're going to have confusion. Can you imagine in the wilderness had they done that? But I watch it happen in church all the time. And I see young people who are very, very confused. Right? Sure. Hey, if the church believes the Bible is the inspired Word of God, the King James Bible, if the school believes that the King James Bible is the inspired Word of God, then the home should believe that the King James Bible is the inspired Word of God. You say, well, I got my kids in the school and I come to church here, but I don't practice that at home. Then you are confusing your child. Okay, if you're a closet NIVer, I would encourage you to put it away in front of your children because you're confusing them. Well, pastor says, Well, he's not always right. You're confusing them. You want me to be right on things that are convenient for you, but you don't want me to be right on things that might inconvenience you. Okay, either he is or he isn't when he's preaching the Bible. Huh? I mean, you better decide because you're confusing. Hey, if you're saved by grace through faith, then the home ought to believe it just like the church and the school. By the way, when I came here, we had about 20 students in our school who did not go to this church, and they didn't believe anything like this church. And they were trying very hard to get their beliefs over to this school, or our kids from this school. And that's one of the reasons. We lost about 20, is that about right, Justin? About 20 students during that time? People say, why is tuition down? Because we took a stand. And we had to take the stand. Huh? Now, if you're going to come to our school, you better believe pretty much like our school believes. But you know, the saddest thing is not people from other churches so much, it's people right here in our own church. You got a different sound coming out, and it's confusing. Your home is confusing your children. Huh? You know, I mean, do you understand? This is an old-fashioned, independent, fundamental, radical nut Baptist church. Okay, traditionally we're not shy. Come to chapel sometime. It's not a shy moment. Okay, it's the truth being preached. It's hard preaching. Huh? We preach about separation, and we preach it here in church. Separation. Bible says, come out from among them and be ye separate. But I'm going to tell you something. If we're separated in church and separated in school and you go home and there is no separation, you're confusing your children. I think you're confused. I talked today about wolves in sheep's clothing. But you know, in our church, I'm seeing a lot of sheep in wolves' clothing. But it's only because that's what is allowed at home. And then it comes in church. Now the pastor of the church is starting to get upset for the church's sake. Again, I can't control your home. I'm telling you, you're messing with your kids' brains when you have different rules. You say, well, I don't like all this. You know, I'll be honest with you. You honestly would be better off to find, you know, maybe, and I don't want anybody to leave here. I love you more than you could even imagine. But rather than confuse your kids, take them to a rock church where they can look like little harlots and it's no big deal. And little whoremongers where it's not a big deal. But it's going to stand out because I'm going to keep preaching about it. And I'm telling you, folks, it is confusing to a child to hear that in school and hear it in church and then go home and it's not a big deal.
Well, pastor's just, you know, he's kind of an odd person.
No, he's a man of God trying to help you. Amen. It's quiet. I'm glad we're not having a fellowship after this or anything. You know, doing something for the pastor, that would really be exciting, wouldn't it? I'll tell you what, a different sound in a different place is nothing but confusion. It really is. You know, in our Christian school, we try to edit the books. Do you understand how we try to edit the books? It's a pain. Becky, is it a pain? It's a pain. I'm telling you. It's all of our books because you just never know what's going to be. So we try real hard to edit our books, and we try to, you know, if there's a picture that's not necessarily right, we try to color it in or something. You know, I happen to believe that we're not supposed to be half naked. I just happen to believe that way. I just think that's the way the Bible teaches. I believe, you know, the Bible teaches that you're not to show your thigh. That's a guy or a girl, by the way. That's the Bible. That's what the Bible says, okay? I didn't write it. Now, I'll be honest with you. I don't want to see your thigh. Especially some of you fellas. It's scary to even think about that thought. But I'm just saying, you know, the Bible says that's called nakedness, okay, when that's revealed. Now, I happen to believe that a guy with his shirt off is immodest as well. Certainly, everybody said, well, you know, girls, they can't do that. Well, I don't think guys ought to do it either. We work very hard to make sure that is done. Now, it isn't always done sometimes, but it's not because on purpose, because somebody said, well, I don't think that's a problem. We're trying to do that. So we work hard to edit these books. We work hard to buy our Vacation Bible School prizes. We work hard to protect. And then they go home and you let them watch half-naked people all the time on TV. You let them watch half-naked people on DVDs. You let them, when I say half-naked, I'm talking about half-naked. I'm talking about really two-thirds naked. And I think, you know what you're saying? You're saying that, well, that's not the way it needs to be. And guess what they're going to hold on to? And then when you fail, you're going to turn around and blame our church and our school for failing. And it wasn't our church and our school. We did what we tried to do what was the right thing to do. Amen. It's like the vampire DVD that's getting passed around here. I can almost hear him. How does he know? He knows so much. He knows so much. You know those half-naked fellas? Now see, we wouldn't even allow a cartoon picture drawing in our school books if we can get it and color it in. We'll draw a shirt on that guy. Then they go home and here he is. Old half-naked. Yeah. And you got your teen girls looking at that stuff. Moms, did you enjoy it? I wonder if your husband knows. See, we always talk about the guys looking at dirty things. I'm getting concerned about the women looking at dirty things. Because that's dirty. Well, preacher, he turns into a wolf. And when he unturns into a wolf, he happens to be like a wolf naked. Ha, 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 ha. That's out of hell. We don't allow that. Okay? And then Mr. Wolf is all over this girl. We don't believe in that either. We try to protect that. Good for a man not to touch a woman. Well, all they're doing is kissing. I mean, they're just kissing, really. Huh. I thought kissing was touching. I know when I kiss my wife, we touch. Good for a man not to touch a woman, but as long as all he does is kiss her, it's okay. Really? Isn't that something? I don't know why a girl would want to kiss a wolf anyway. Oh, but that's sheep wanting to look like wolves. I'm really close to being done. Good. Yeah, I'm going to get on your Facebook, so I'm going to see what you say about me this time. Like I did the last time. I copied it. Come to my office. I'll let you read what you said. You preach church attendance, and we preach it here at church. We preach it in school. But then I've got parents that it's not a big deal. Why? Again, it's a conflict. Preach godly music, but you allow all kinds of music. Preach do right, but obviously you watch people do all kinds of doing wrong on television. You come to church, you send your kids to our school, you send your kids to our church, but you really don't believe what we're doing. And your kids pick up on that. I don't know of anything harder. Honestly, I don't. Brother Caleb, there isn't anything any harder than that, is there? It's tough when a little kid sits down and says, well, I want to do right, but my parents do this. That's tough. Boy, that's a hard thing. I'm not mad at you. I love you. I really do. And you don't believe that, but it is true. It is true. And I'm just telling you, this trumpet sound is so crucial. We better not mess it up. You say, well, I got some things that, okay, but if you're going to be in our church and you're going to be in our school and your kids are involved in all those things and you've got some little thing, keep it in the closet. I'm serious about that. Don't contradict and be inconsistent. Better yet, get it right with God. That's the best thing. But I'm telling you, folks, the trumpet sound is so crucial. We have the truth here. Let's walk with God. Let's be close to God so that we can tell this truth. And we can influence a generation to do the will of God for their lives. Let's bow our heads, please. Heads are bowed. Eyes are closed. I wonder if there's someone here tonight that'd say, preacher, I'm not even saved. If I died, I don't know if I'd go to heaven. please pray for me. Would you raise your hand? You're not sure you're saved? Anyone like that? Boy, I'd like to see you get saved tonight if you're not sure. How many would say, I'm a Christian, I am already saved, I know that, but God's spoken to my heart about something tonight. Please pray for me. Raise your hand all over, all over, all over, all over. Father, bless the invitation and help us to make the decisions that we're supposed to make. And I pray, God, that I've been a faithful trumpeter, trumpeting the truth from thy word. Lord, you know my heart. That is what I want to do. Help me to stay by you, God. Help me to abide in you, that I will know what to preach, what to teach, what to say all the time. We need you, God. We need your guidance. Bless the invitation, I pray in Jesus' name.